Every one of us has had the experience of feeling tired and wired. Our body finally wants to go to sleep after a long day, but our mind continues to chatter, talking about what's unfinished, what's incomplete or unresolved. Maybe something happened during the day that we're still replaying in our mind, or we're anticipating something that's coming up, or that we are worried might happen. Or some days we've just been so busy or stressed that in the quiet time before bed, it seems like the mind has a mind of its own. Our thoughts are still moving at top speed, like a car that won't slow down long after we've gotten off the highway. There are techniques for working with the body and the breath that begin to turn down the volume on our thoughts so that we can get some rest. If you've had trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, there are some adjustments you can make to your sleep environment and your sleep practices. Try one or more of these five suggestions. 1. In the time before bed, start to slow your activities and dim the lights. There's increasing evidence that light from electronic screens or artificial lighting can disrupt the sleep cycle. So during the last hour, half hour, or even 20 minutes before sleep, try not to look at a screen. Do something soothing and non-work related during that time. Your mind needs time to transition between the external activity of the day and the internal receptivity needed for sleep. This is not wasted time. It can actually help you fall asleep more easily. 2. Physical exercise can be extremely good for sleep quality, but not too close to bedtime. So don't exercise within 2 or 3 hours of going to sleep. Try to give your body plenty of time to get cool before bed, even if you're taking a warm bath or shower. Also, keep the bedroom dark, cool, and quiet. You can use a sleep mask or dark curtains to block light, or use noise masking devices like a white noise machine to block extra sounds. You can find free downloads of white noise or ocean wave sounds on the web. 3. Don't get into bed until you begin to feel sleepy. And even if you have a schedule that varies from day to day, the best policy is to wake up at the same time each morning. That way you'll be able to fall asleep more readily at night. 4. After you get into bed, don't look at the clock again until morning. We can get all caught up in counting down the hours, worrying about how little sleep we might get. And then we start to think about how awful we're going to feel the next day, and we get kind of upset about it, and it just creates a downward spiral. Try to stay out of that downward spiral that can delay our sleep even more by just turning the clock around. 5, and this is a big one, learn the skill of letting the day go. This is a skill, and it can develop over time. For many people, learning a meditation or yoga technique strengthens the mental skill of letting the day go without replaying what happened over and over or worrying about what might happen. It's a mental muscle that we all have, and it just needs to be developed. Even on nights when your mind isn't ready to receive sleep just yet, you can still receive rest by allowing the body to relax, allowing the breath to slow down. And by paying less and less attention to thoughts. You can get guided instruction in doing this from Community Wellness at MIT Medical. Visit our website and download our sleep resources at mit.edu/wellness.